AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks finished the day higher on Wall Street, helped by a Labor Department report that says inflation and consumer prices cooled last month. Here's the AP's Seth Zutel.
The continued slowing of inflation is good news for both American households and businesses. Hopes have been building that the Federal Reserve can finally start bringing interest rates down from the highest levels in more than 20 years. The Fed holds its next meeting on interest rates in September.
At the White House, President Biden was asked if the country has beaten inflation.
Yes. I told you we're going to have a soft landing. We're going to have a soft landing. My policies are working. Start writing that way, okay?
Former President Donald Trump is campaigning today in North Carolina. He's focusing on the economy.
I gave Harris and Biden an economic miracle, and they quickly turned it into an economic nightmare with a nation-wrecking agenda ripped straight out of Kamala's San Francisco liberal playbook.
Republicans are looking for Trump to focus more than just in the arguments and attacks he's made on Vice President Kamala Harris. The World Health Organization declared the increasing spread of Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, in Africa is a global health emergency, warning the virus might ultimately spill across international borders. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is with the WHO.
Last year, reported cases increased significantly, and already the number of cases reported so far this year has exceeded last year's total, with more than 14,000 cases and 524 deaths.
So far, more than 96% of all Mpox cases and deaths are in a single country, Congo. The state's highest court ruled an informational pamphlet for Arizona voters who will decide in the fall whether to guarantee a constitutional right to an abortion can refer to a fetus as an unborn human being. The court also ruled a proposal that would let Arizona local police make arrests near the state's border with Mexico will appear on the ballot. This is AP News. Russia says it has stopped Ukraine's offensive into Russia.
An attempt to broaden the week-long Ukrainian incursion deeper into the Kursk region was blocked by Russian army units, aircraft and drones. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian official has said the cross-border operation was aimed at protecting Ukrainian land from long-range strikes launched from Kursk. He added that Ukraine had no intention of taking the territory. Ukraine's Western partners have said the country has the right to defend itself, including by attacking across the border. I'm Karen Chemas.
Ukraine claims it took more ground, captured more Russian prisoners, and destroyed a bomber in attacks on military airfields. The Vatican has expelled the founder of an influential Peruvian religious movement, Luis Fernando Fegari, after more than a decade of downplaying allegations of sexual and psychological abuse and financial corruption. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.